Welcome to the Local Cinema Studios podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Grupp. We at Local Cinema Studios bridge the gap between academia and filmmaking. For the past 3 years, we've done a big project called the Get On Set Initiative, where we produce a feature film. This initiative provides on-set opportunities for students and recent graduates under the mentorship of industry professionals. We engage the community and build a collaborative, ensemble-minded culture as we tell authentic stories of the South. Today's guest is Dustin Whitehead, a writer, actor, director, and producer. Additionally, Dustin is a professor at the University of South Carolina Theater and Dance Program and a co-founder of Local Cinema Studios. As if that's not enough, he's also a dear friend of mine, so this episode was extra special. As an actor, Dustin is known for Bruiser, Watch It on Amazon Prime, The Grand Strand, and Goody. As a director, Hero was his feature film debut. In this episode, we talked about how these roles complement each other and more. Hope you enjoy. Today we have Dustin Whitehead. Dustin is a good friend of mine and someone I work with at Local Cinema Studios as well as on our projects. So I'm excited to talk to you today, Dustin. Can you just start off by telling us about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Dustin. I teach acting at the University of South Carolina and am artistic director of Local Cinema Studios with you, Amanda. I've been an actor for some time and lived in Chicago for a bit, making theater and acting and film and TV.
So one of the greatest joys is to get to work with you at Local Cinema Studios. It's been so fun over the past few years to watch it grow, work with different students, and I just want to kind of tap into what was your inspiration behind founding Local Cinema Studios?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think part of it has to do with that I started teaching at a much younger age than I thought I would and still wanted to create really exciting work. And so with some colleagues, made a film that we wanted to make at a professional level, but got a grant to pay some students that were sort of rock star students, seniors, to work on it. And we used the resources that we had, sort of similar to the mumblecore movement where you look around and you go, I have a van, let's put the lead actor in a van, or let's shoot at this house because it's our friend's house and they said we can shoot there for free and all that stuff. And so when you have no money or little amounts of money, it's you have to work with what you have. And I happened to be working in academia and being, seeing work from students that was really impressive to me. And I felt like, maybe there's something here. Maybe there's a way to utilize both the resources of the university and the students that are studying there, and also like the professionals that are brought in to teach at those places. So thinking about how do you merge these things together to do something special. And so we tried it on a project, and that sort of was the beginning of it all.
What project was that?
Yeah, it was a feature film called Bruiser, which was, me and two other faculty members, John Mark Nail and Josh Russell, went on a weekend retreat at a friend's cabin and just talked about, like, if we're going to make a movie, what would it be? And we just started brainstorming. And, one of them was a director, one's a writer, so... And I'm an actor, and we were like, let's just make a feature. Let's just use what we have and put this thing together. And so I was involved in the writing process. I was a producer on the project, and then I acted in the lead role. And it was a sort of adventure film. It's on Amazon Prime now. It had action, a car chase. It was very ambitious for our budget, but it was, it was the beginning of it all because it turned out pretty well for a $20,000 movie. And then, got some doors open for us to be able to find other resources, and then led to the beginning of what this is, I think.
That's incredible. And, I think now you're several feature films in, so it can be easy to forget mm-hmm. how incredible making a feature film mm-hmm. is and how hard it is. And there's so many actors and writers who never see it realized.
Right.
And so can you share more about your journey into filmmaking, like what led you to be in this place where you wanted to make a feature in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was in graduate school in Chicago studying acting and was auditioning for the solid graduate film schools that were in Chicago, DePaul, Columbia at the time, and was ended up getting cast in a lot of these like student films, but they were like graduate level student films. And I remember specifically I was on set in Wisconsin at this lake house, and I was acting. I like robbed a diner and got shot and died or whatever. I was like a bad guy, and I was there for one day to shoot, and it went really well. It was super fun, but the crew was, I was staying at this house with the crew on the lake, and I overheard a conversation where they said the boom op didn't show up. And I said, could, you know, they looked like they were having so much fun. And I was really vibing with the crew. And I was like, could I learn to do that? And they're like, yeah, sure. So I stuck around for 3 days and I boom opped. And I just had this amazing experience and realized that, you know, when you're on a film set, the people that are developing the bond, the ensemble, the special experience is happening for the crew. They're really doing this like super challenging thing together, and they're leaning on each other and trusting each other in this like really beautiful way. And it reminded me of what it was like to be in an ensemble in theater with actors, but it had this like next level experience. And it was also sort of a time capsule or a, like, I don't know. It was just had more permanence in this like kind of cool way. And at the same time, while all that was happening, I was realizing that me as an actor, the way that I work sort of lends itself to the screen, and that I was getting a lot of feedback from faculty and other students in my graduate acting class that I should be looking into more acting for the camera opportunities. So I sort of just started working on camera as an actor at the same time that I started working behind the scenes as a filmmaker, making my own short films and supporting these student films as a crew member. And it all sort of grew together, I guess. And yeah, I can't remember the initial question. I guess that's how I got into filmmaking. And then I started looking into, when I finished graduate school in acting, I started looking into film schools for filmmaking, for directing, for film, and didn't expect to get in, just wanted to see what it would be like to apply to them, and ended up getting into NYU Tisch Asia and went to school for a year, studied filmmaking in Singapore. And that really sort of is when it all really took off, and I started meeting, you know, really inspiring filmmakers and acting and directing for film, and yeah, I grew from there. And that led, of course, to like me being able to get jobs teaching acting for the camera, because I understood both sides, like both the filmmaking and the acting side, and was able to sort of be a bridge between the world of like young filmmakers or the experience of them, and then the experience of young actors, and help, you know, I was able to help them communicate with each other. When I was teaching at Western Carolina University. So yeah. I don't know, so much to it, right? There's like so much to talk about. I don't know where to go.
That's cool. There's so many layers. Like yeah. Hearing your story, hearing you started with theater, you were an actor in theater.
Yeah.
Then acting led you into filmmaking, mm-hmm. or, you know, being on camera. And then being on camera led you to the interest of behind the scenes and making films.
Exactly. It was like, oh, they're having a lot of fun over there, and I'm just sitting here in actor holding waiting to get called to set. I want to be out there with them. But both sides are fun, for sure.
And so going back to the theater, how does acting in theater versus filmmaking work?
Yeah, I mean, I people often ask, like, what's the difference between acting on film and acting for stage? And I feel like the basis to it all, or the core of it all, is the same, is that truthful performance is truthful performance, and it all hinges on the actor-director conversation and finding the story. And on stage, there's a certain level of like of reality and recreating reality that's one experience, versus on screen where you really can just feel like you're two people in a room. And you can do that while also, as you get more experience, while also understanding what's happening technically with the camera and the camera team and everybody that's involved with making the movie work. And you can sort of play into that in this really beautiful, nuanced way that, I mean, for me, that's like, that's the drug of acting for camera that I can't get away from, is like that nuance and that understanding of what's happening technically while also connecting to like an emotional character connection. Whereas on stage, I think, you know, I'm mostly just trying to believe in the world and trying to connect with an audience and let them in, you know? So it's, it feels, I guess the difference is the audience versus the technical, you know, for me, between the two types of acting, you know? I like both. I will not choose. When people ask me to choose, I'm like, I will not choose.
Nobody's making
I won't choose between directing and acting either. I'm going to do it all.
You know, something I think that's really interesting about you and really cool about you is that you wear so many hats in the industry, producer, director, actor. In this film, Goody, you're doing both producing and acting. So how do you manage the different demands of each role, and how do you balance that in your own life?
Yeah, this is the third time that I've been like a full or lead producer on a feature film while also acting in it. And each time, I wouldn't say it's gotten easier. I just say I'm starting to understand it more and more and balancing that. Like when should I be in support to the director or this PA that's having a bad day or the crafty or the catering that's late or whatever? And when should I be in support of, you know, the role and the story and making sure that it lands and that I'm in an honest place and connected to my scene partner and all of that? And that balance is tricky. And I think what I've learned the most is that like building the team is really what makes it all possible. The only way that you can produce an act is if you have a team that can support you to do that. And this time, I'm getting emotional, but this time I was actually able to, yeah, I think for the first time, like really just be an actor for 2 weeks. And it was like one of the best, I mean, the first 2 weeks of shooting, I really was able to, because that was the heavy, you know, the heavier lift for my character at the church. I was able to just, you know, be there and be present, and I felt so like taken care of because of that, because we had built this amazing team behind us of producers, of course, but also just like leadership in all of the important roles, you know. So I don't know, I guess that's what I've learned, is that like, yeah, I mean, even separate from me acting and producing, the most important thing about making movies, in my opinion, is building the team. It's absolutely, it's what we spend like 90% of our time talking about, me and you. It's like, how do we get the right people and keep the culture positive and support the people that we bring on in the ways that they need to be supported? It's a huge lift. Making a movie is nearly impossible. That's why it's so fun. You know, it's like maybe, you know, why it's so addictive. Addicting? Addicting.
Yeah, it feels like magic every time we actually wrap and we're like... Yeah. We have a movie.
Yeah, it's all in there, I think.
We did this. We survived the 20, 25 days that it took to get there.
Yeah.
And that team is important. And like you mentioned earlier, bringing that ensemble mindset from theater to film. Mm-hmm. And I think that all ties in there. But one thing I'm curious about with that is how doing so many roles helps you be successful in each of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many examples of me seeing it in action and seeing it work. Like with Bruiser, the first movie, it was like I was in the writer's room and I was, you know, helping write that script. But it would be things like, okay, and then Jack, he goes here and he does this. And it's like, well, why would he do that? You know, and I can think like the character, and that can be so helpful to the writers, is like, you know, think, oh, I never thought about like the character intention, you know, or whatever. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, that's helpful. It's helpful to have the actors in the room sometimes for that conversation. But then with like, why I like to call it the actor-director conversation is because it takes the pressure off, because there's a lot of pressure on young filmmakers to think of like directing as this like, oh man, you need to know how to talk to actors, and talking to actors is so hard because they're all so different and like, what do we do and whatever. But like, if I think of it as an actor-director conversation, then I have a lot more experience in it than if I'm just thinking about myself as a director. So whenever I think about directing, I think about that conversation and what are we trying to do with the scene, and what do these characters want, and what's in their way, and what are they doing to get what they want, and just like simple terms. And then just opening the conversation and trusting that the people that you brought into the room are meant to be in that room and that they are going to find it with you, you know? And so if I sort of approach every position on set and every position that I have from that space of like, the people that I'm working with are here because they're meant to be here. And I have to trust that if John says that ambulance driving by is not a problem, it's far enough away, I just need to go, got it. moving on. You know, Kat says, we need to move this car right now. I need to go, okay, we'll move the car right now. I don't need to say, why do we need to move a car right now? You know what I mean? Like, it's like simple things. Like, you just need to trust the people that you're working with in every way. And like, I guess wearing all those different hats makes me understand those roles. Mm-hmm. And so that, and knowing the pressure that's within that role. I know the pressure that a director feels. So I know when to approach my director to ask a question that maybe is not their problem right now or whatever. Like, and when to have grace for them when they forget to tell me good job or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I need to, yeah, it can be really helpful to have had those. And then like, yeah, with writing, understanding that like a screenwriter is vulnerable, but they're also usually pretty open, and that like a lot of times they haven't heard the screenplay out loud yet. So they're hearing it out loud maybe for the first time on set. So that as an actor, you do have some freedom to say, hey, what if I said it this way? And that's something I didn't know when I first started acting and wouldn't have done because I wouldn't want to disrespect somebody. But really, it's a gift to that screenwriter, a gift to that director when you offer a different phrasing. It's maybe a pain in the ass for the script supervisor, but like it's helpful for everybody, you know, to if the movie works. What's most helpful is when the movie works and when it feels honest. So everybody should feel like they're doing their part to find that. And the only and the best way to do that is when you understand the machine. Like, how does this set run, and how do you like be there for each other, and how when someone like is kind of dropping the ball on accident, how do you make sure that you're there to catch it and then tell them that it's okay that they dropped it and let's just keep moving, you know, or whatever. Yeah, there's so many examples. I don't even know which one to bring up, but yeah, I just love it all.
I think those are all great. It's having that understanding of each role so that you can then collaborate better and also have empathy for the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So true. And sometimes you just need to like look people in the eyes and say, I'm paying attention and I'm here with you. You know what I mean? That's all people need. So there's, it's funny because like, you know, you'll talk to somebody who's not, you'll complain about, people will complain about film production and say, oh, there's no communication happening. But someone will come in from the outside, like, this is okay to say, your family the other night, yeah. we were like, oh, there's just like not communication here in this one specific area. And your sister, I think, was like, I've seen amazing communication, like the walkie-talkie language and all this stuff. But the truth is like, we're actually communicating at like a super high level, but sometimes little tiny things get dropped. And then we're like hypersensitive about it. Like, no one told me that we didn't have like full, we couldn't shoot across the whole field. Well, it's like, the script says that it shoots on the road and next to the field, you know what I mean? Like all these little details, but really we're hyper communicating. We're like texting and slacking to each other all day long, and like little things get dropped, and we're seeing everything, you know?
Yeah. And we're communicating in our own language.
Right.
It's like this film bubble where people come from the outside and they're like, I don't even know what you're saying.
Yes. But it's really beautiful, and you, when you're in it, it can be easy to forget like how beautiful and amazing and impressive it all is, and then it ends and you miss it like crazy, you know, every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
There's that slump after, mm-hmm. which we're just about to start. We're 2 days away.
Mm-hmm.
So you've done so much. You've done, what, 5 feature films?
5, yeah.
Several theater productions. What have been some of the highlights throughout your career?
Some highlights for me are when I get really excited when people come back. Like when we geek out about people that we love on set that have like these tiny roles, but they do a really good job or whatever, and then they come back with more leadership, or they go to another project and you find out that they're like working together in Atlanta or whatever. Like that stuff just like melts my heart. That's definitely a highlight. Aspects of this production have been the absolute highlight of my career for sure. Like working with Piper, working with Zoe, working with you, you know, like working really this whole team, John, like working with John again and again, like working with people again and again. It's a cat watching cat. Watching cat AD is just, she's so good at it. You know, I don't know why I'm crying. She's just so good at it, you know? And the fact that she was like, you know, a graduate directing student at USC, and I was like, hey, you want to come script supervise? She's like, I'll try it. And she's great at it. And then she did it again. And then she comes in as AD. And now I'm like, you know, can't wait for her to direct a movie. You know, like just stuff like that is like people getting introduced to it and falling in love with it, like in ways that, you know, they didn't even anticipate is just like the absolute highlight. And that's like what we do again and again with these movies. It's what brings us back again and again because we get better at different jobs and we level up, quote unquote, like with different, you know, with our experiences and our budgets getting slightly bigger now and then, you know, like certainly just getting to be an actor that first couple of weeks was probably, you know, it's fresh on my mind, but it also feels like, you know, we built something really special and then I got to play in the playground that we built, you know, that was awesome.
Yeah, it is incredible. And Kat's a great example that even my family came in and had no idea what we were saying on set, but they're like, Kat is good. I would hire Kat for anything.
Yeah, it's just like so amazing to watch people just thrive, you know? And that's like one example. There's like so many. I can name like almost anyone in the crew. There's so many people in this team that are just like thriving, you know? Like living their best life and like doing their best work on this project, you know? And then they're like all working together. So it's like this momentum is insane.
So you watched this project come to life from, you know, we selected the script with Piper, working through the script, hiring people. What was that creative process like for you, bringing it to life once it was selected?
Yeah, I think, you know, with Piper was an actor who auditioned last year and we brought him from Atlanta to be on last year's film in a supporting role. And she did wonderful on that project. And then what, she came to like a screening to support a different film that we did. And she was like, I have a script, and she submitted it. And I expected it to be something that, you know, was strong because of her energy and her confidence and her, you know, but then we read it and it just felt so right for her. And, you know, we at Local Cinema, all of us get excited about people, like people's careers maybe being launched or people getting opportunities they wouldn't get otherwise. But even more than that for me is like an actor knowing their type and knowing a role that would work for them. That's like a sweet spot that I really geek out about. You know, you think about Atlanta or Fleabag are examples I think about with that sort of thing where like someone really knows who they are as an actor and then they build this like heightened version of themselves, of who they are as a person. But it's like built in this imaginary world that's really rich with like style and it's just, this one felt especially unique. I don't know that I'd seen anything like it before. And I think that that was part of it. And then of course, like just the characters being, it felt like it read like a play to me, a play that could work as a screenplay, you know, kind of thing. And I was immediately drawn to it because of that. Yeah. And the role that I'm playing also was drawn to that immediately. And then had like five of us who read it immediately were like, you should play that role. And then I'm like, okay, well, if that's how everyone else is feeling, 'cause that's exactly how I felt. And, you know, and it's not often that, you know, roles really speak to me as much as this one did, you know, or has. So I guess part of it was, you know, just me wanting to see another actor filmmaker get a shot and someone that we believe in get this opportunity, but also just, you know, the script was one of the best in the pile of those that were submitted, you know, it probably, yeah. So here we are. I'm curious about you. Like how are you feeling about everything with Local Cinema and our journey together?
I feel good. That's why I'm here. Yeah. Long pause. I feel good. I feel excited. You know, I think every year we learn, we grow, we get better, and it's already so good. I love getting to work with you. I love getting to work with Sadie. And like you said, bringing people back. And I love seeing people grow. Like one of the most rewarding parts to me is getting to be someone's reference on their resume or having people call or seeing someone go from walking on set day one having no idea how to do that job or use that walkie, but being so invested in learning and so passionate about learning. And then here we are, today is day 21 of filming for us. And people are confident. People know what they're doing walking on set. They're teaching each other. They're growing into different roles. And I think seeing that is such a reminder of why we do it. Mm-hmm. The why is the people. Mm-hmm. The why is the art. And seeing Piper's script that we loved coming to life and getting to support an artist writing a script that maybe isn't a commercial script and would be hard to make in a lot of ways, but getting to support it and make it and know that it will resonate with people. And we get to, hopefully, I hope this isn't too much to say, but change lives while doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's so special. And I learn, I grow.
Yeah.
I hope I'm getting better.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things that you're so good at is like the structure of it all and like seeing it each year and being like, okay, here's where this needs to shift. Here's where we can use the processes that we did last year that worked. Here's where we can use these documents or these communication styles. And here, you know, here's what orientation week could look like based on what we learned last year. And you're always remembering and documenting all of that. And like that coupled with like Sadie's community outreach stuff and then, you know, my artistic, like, I guess, addition, like the three of us together is like a really nice combination on like on building on it each year and getting quote unquote better, more, less better and maybe more, I don't know, what would you say? Like just more able to have like be closer to like succeeding with each person. You know what I mean? Like knowing how to like start to focus on the people because the processes are there. And so now it's like about the people and navigating, like, how do we help them grow and how do we get them, you know, how do we get the film to a good place and also get the crew to a good place as a whole? And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, everything together. That's what I feel like you do really well.
Oh, thank
you. You see all of it. You see all of it, you know? I forget sometimes. I get stuck in the weeds, you know?
Yeah, we're always looking at all of it. And hearing you talk about that makes me think, you know, I keep waiting for it to get, maybe I don't keep waiting for it, but I keep thinking it will get easier and it doesn't get easier.
There's new challenges, that we never expect every year. Yeah, yeah.
There's new challenges, but part of that is we're scaling up. Yeah. We're doing more challenging projects. We're saying yes to different challenges. We're getting equipment that's more equipment. And
yeah.
Giving more opportunity to learn with that. So I think it's cool that we keep growing and scaling and adjusting and getting some things are simpler because we do get to start reusing our processes that work. And so when you have that foundation, it gives you that creative freedom to do more on top of that foundation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wild. It's a wild ride.
And it's so fun. And that is something I think about a lot is how those processes, how do we do things? How can we give advice to other people? And so that's something I'm curious your perspective of. What advice would you give to filmmakers just starting out? And that might be different or the same for actors, film technical filmmakers, directors, etc.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I love questions like this because I feel like I can go back to like, you know, all the classes I teach and the conversations that I have again and again with, you know, I have a lot of filmmakers that take my acting for the camera classes and then a lot of actors, of course, that take all of my classes. But the thing that I find with younger artists is they often forget to ask themselves, like, why this project and why now? Or what stories do I actually want to tell? Like, what am I passionate about? Because you're going to be way better at your job if you believe in the story, if you believe in the piece, like, no matter what your job is on set. Even, you know, like, we've had PAs tell us, I really want to do this project because I have OCD and I've had this experience. And we have a, you know, this is our most female-heavy project as far as crew goes. And a big reason is because we have a female protagonist and a female director. And, like, you know, and not like to... whatever, like pat ourselves on the back, but it's just a cool thing that has opened up new conversations and new experiences for those young student filmmakers, both men and women, to explore and learn. And so anyway, I'll just say that, like, to young people is, like, what do you want to make and who do you want to be in the world? Because, like, you don't have to do shit you don't want to do. You don't have to say yes to everything. I mean, I think a lot of older generations say to young people, just say yes to everything. It'll all make sense one day. Well, it's like, yeah, well, there's a lot of shit out there. And there's a lot of places that you can go and work, and there's a lot of people you can work with, but you can also be proactive about having a voice in the conversation about which projects you do. And especially when you're writing pieces, don't write it for anyone else. Like, just write it for what you're passionate about, and try to be unique and try to trust your own experiences, that they're valid and they're interesting, because everybody is valid and interesting, you know? Constantly, you know, doing, like, meditations and like what do you call them, check-ins or questions for the classes that I teach, that are like, well, what if you were the lead in, like, you know, a blockbuster $10 million film, like, what's that film about? Take 5 minutes and think about, what is that film? Anything you want. Someone puts $10 million on the table and you get to build your team and whatever, and you're playing the lead role. What is that story, you know? Because that's what you should be working on. That's what you should, not that you're going to make a $10 million movie first, but that you should even, like, in your projects, like, just yeah, get excited about what you're doing and believe in yourself, you know, first. And yeah, I guess that's what I'd say. And then also, like, be humble and be collaborative and be honest. And that's, like, you know, easier said than done, but, like, we're only one piece of a big thing. And we're in a very collaborative art form. So we need to know how to collaborate. We need to learn about listening. We need to learn about communication. So, like, yeah, there's a lot of ways to do that. And being honest is, for me, is just, you know, connected to both performance and taking care of the people that you work with, telling them the truth, you know? But then also, you know, like I said, like, performance, truthful performance. Like, how do you be truthful? How do you listen? How do you stay after what you're trying to do with your scene partner? You know, all of that. Like, for actors, like, just keep it simple.
Go
ahead, yeah.
What does that mean to you, truthful performance?
Yeah, truthful performance is, like, when you, it's hard to explain and it's subjective, but it's when you're looking at something. We all do it. We watch movies and TV, and we have actors we like and actors we don't like. And, you know, I think that with time, it's possible to get better at seeing it, seeing when a moment works or when a moment doesn't work, and how do you make a moment work. And, you know, there's a lot of schools of thought on acting, but at its core principle, like, modern acting is truthful performance, and it's built on, like, principles of Stanislavski, which are, like, what do you want? What's in the way of you getting what you want? And then what are you doing? What action are you playing to get it? Like, if I could describe acting in one thing, it would be playing an action, to attack, to flirt, to love, to shame, all of those things. Like, that's acting. If you just shut up all the other shit and all the prep that you did to play the preacher or the dancer or whatever it is, like the cook, the chef, like all this, like, prep work that you did to play these roles, and all you do is just be in the room with the human being that you're in the room with, and you play one action. I did it today. We're in a scene in the car, and I'm like, I'm so distracted by all of this. I just need to play this one action. What am I trying to do? And Zoe had given me a direction that was, be more playful in this one, which she knows I can translate that. We have a shorthand. I just played, like, to entertain. So I just entertained Piper in the car, and the scene worked, and we moved on. And, like, it's to me, it's just like one little action that makes you connect. It makes you lean in. I love it. I love acting. I love filmmaking. I love all of it. I could talk about it all day.
We do talk about it all day. We just got to record it this time. So this was fun, and I'm excited to keep talking to you about it. And I'm sure that we'll have more episodes and more recorded time, but we got to get to bed to get to set tomorrow. So
yes.
Thank you for coming, Dustin. It was fun to talk to you, and I'll see you on set.
Oh, thanks for having me on. This was super fun. Love you.
Love you. Thank you for joining this conversation. Follow us on social media at Local Cinema Studios or visit our website, localcinemastudios.com, to see our current projects and find out how to collaborate with our team. If you enjoyed this podcast and can think of someone else who might as well, please share it. This podcast was produced for Local Cinema Studios by Amanda Grupp and John Buttrell.